Can we have Dawn up? Come on, Donna.
That's my win.
Where's your win? Is she here? So I'm just going to ask Donna just to share.
She's on the mic.
Just share a wee bit of her story of what life was like before she came to faith, how she came to faith, and the changes God has made. She can just tell your story.
Oh, can I just warn you, I cannot speak without actually getting emotional or wanting to greet, because I just feel overwhelmed. But my daughters are here, so... what my life was like before I came here. Well, I've got a bit of a similar background to Thomas. Been caught up in addiction and mental health and chaos and madness for about 15 years of my life. I got into recovery. I got into recovery and really worked hard for 5 years in recovery. Really doing a lot of inner work, inner writing, inner searching, inner searching, inner searching, inner searching, and writing and reflecting and looking at myself and looking at all the harms that I'd done and trying to repair a lot of damage that I'd caused in addiction. But there was still something missing. I didn't feel connected to, don't even look at me. He makes me great. I didn't feel overly at all actually connected to God. I went about fellowships and I went about fellowships and I had glimpses of feeling a part of, but never really felt a part of. Just like I know that they were going to help me and I know that I had to be there. And then I was 5 years abstinent for drugs, and I was in a place where my world had just got darker and darker and darker. And then my dad died, and I started really suffering from depression and anxiety, and I just felt lost, totally lost, and I was at a place where I was really considering going back to addiction, because I just couldn't cope with the pain, and. I was in here on a Sunday night, and the healing night was on, and I heard the music of the healing night, and quite strangely enough, I came in, quite strangely enough, that Pamela was here, it's dead strange, isn't it? I just felt drawn to the music and drawn to Pamela and the spirit that was in the room and the love that was in the room, and I came in and I was speaking to Pamela and I just shared a wee bit of stuff and I gave my life to God that night in the healing, and that song a child of God was playing, and and then I went on, I started, that was nearly a year ago now. And then I got welcomed into the church, and I started, was welcomed into the church, going to all the Life to the Full groups. And then I started to really proactively go on a search for God. And I'm going to be honest, it's been a bit of a battle sometimes. And I get scared to share these things a battle of the mind sometimes, for getting torn for, trying to connect with God and then getting pulled back and, that fight that I have sometimes where, but I still keep pressing in, I still keep coming back. And then went away to Clan, and then I had a dream that I was getting baptized in water, and then I had the dream of getting baptized in fire, and then I was like, right, okay, God, I'm listening now. And I went to Alan and spoke about baptism and hear him here. But the past year, how my life has changed dramatically is that, you know, I've been set free for a lot of things. I've been set free for depression, been set free for anxiety. I've been set free for, you know, unforgiveness and resentment and chains that tied and bound my heart for people. It's just total freedom, and I really feel that connected. I really feel that connection, not just when I'm with people, but most of the time when I'm on my own as well, because that's when the battle really is for me, when I'm on my own. But, you know, Pamela's been amazing. She's been there in all sorts of times, the nights, for hours and hours and hours on the phone. And other people in the church as well that I go to, that, you know, that have all got different skills and talents and attributes and gifts, and there's like a whole wealth of amazing stuff in here. But I think most of all, it's like Thomas said, it's feeling really part of something. It's really feeling part of a family. And somebody said, aye, Alan's your hero. I said, aye, but you've got to admit, he's a good guy, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He's a good guy. And that's the kind of people that I really, you know, aspire to or want in my life today. So then I find myself, for some bizarre reason, sitting in Glasgow University. Yeah. They let me in. And they never just let me in. They put people for the church, and people that believe in God, and people that have faith in my path, and you know what I mean. So he's not just took me to a place and left me. He's with me, and I'm dead grateful for that. So this is just the next step to you know, to confirm that and to declare publicly, no, this is my life now. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Donna. Thank you, Donna. And